Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Gene Greisman is our guest. PresidentLincoln.com, right, Gene? That's your website.
That is right, PresidentLincoln.com.
And they can find all the books there, including my favorite, The Words Lincoln Lived By. Also, Lincoln and Obama, that's his new book. Also, 20 Powerful Lessons for Leaders for America's 16th President. We're celebrating the anniversary of the President Lincoln. His birthday's tomorrow, and Gene and I are celebrating that. Gene is one of the top Lincoln portrayers and one of the top experts on Lincoln in the world. And he's been telling us about Lincoln now for coming up on 18 years. Gene, I'm looking at a list here that I published in a column about Lincoln one time. He failed in business in 31 and 33. He was defeated for legislature in 32. His fiance died in 35. He had a nervous breakdown in 36. He ran for Congress in 43 and 48, lost both times. He ran for the Senate in 55 and 59, lost both races. He lost the vice presidency in 56. He buried two of his sons. This is a man who knew heartache. This is a man who had setbacks, and I know he had demons, but Gene, surely this is a man who fundamentally, at his core, believed in himself.
Totally. And you see, I think that we have to believe in ourselves if we're going to do anything worth doing. For example, we know about all of those failures, and yet you have to have some successes along the way or you won't believe in yourself. And so though he ran for the legislature the first time, he just returned from a brief tour in the Black Hawk War, and he decided to run for the Illinois legislature, and he was defeated. But he got enough votes in that campaign. In fact, he carried the districts where he was known. And that encouraged him with the idea, if I could have run longer, I could have, more people would have known about me. So he ran again and was elected, and then ran again and was elected, and ran again and was elected. So for the next four times, he was re-elected. So I think the lesson in that is that when you have a failure, you have to analyze it very carefully and say, is this something that I am not equipped for, I shouldn't do, it's a waste of time, or if I do it again and do it better or at the right time, or if I make my presentation to the right kind of people, or if I'm more skillful at it, would I succeed this time? So it's what you do when you fail. Mm-hmm. There's a second thing about this believing in himself. I think you have to have somebody close to you, somebody who believes in you, who encourages you. And Lincoln was fortunate enough to have all along through his life at least one or two people who believed in him.
Who would you say that was more than anybody else?
Well, even though she got some bad rap, she had some qualities that certainly weren't sterling. His wife,
yeah,
believed early on that he could be president.
Well, she had her own demons too that she was dealing with.
Oh Lord, yeah, and she was a very difficult person to live with, and they had an unhappy marriage. But she did believe in him and in his ability.
Yeah,
and then later on, he had a man by the name of Ward Lehman, who was a hell-raising small town Illinois lawyer, almost the total opposite of Lincoln. Yet he was totally loyal to him and adored Lincoln and believed he was like the greatest person on earth. And And so he became a confidant.
Mm-hmm.
And Lincoln took him to Washington.
And I think
one reason was that Wood Lehman made Lincoln feel good about himself.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to make sure we talked about this on the 209th anniversary of, I'm sorry, 207th anniversary of Lincoln's birthday, Gene, is because what I tell small business owners is when your business lets you down, when your customers let you down, when your employees let you down, when your products let you down, when the economy lets you down, when your capital, your thin, precious capital lets you down, you'll have all those times. If you don't fundamentally believe in yourself, you're not going to make it as a small business owner. But if you do believe in yourself and all those other things happen, you might make it. What do you think?
Yeah, I have time to recite a quote from Lincoln.
I've got 20 seconds, 30 seconds.
All right. If at last, when I come to lay down the reins of power, I've lost every other friend on earth, I shall at least have one friend left. And that friend is deep inside of me. I'm not bound to win, but I'm bound to be true to myself.
Wow.
I'm not bound to succeed, but I'm bound to live up to the best light I have. If the end brings me out right, what is said against me won't amount to anything. But if the end brings me out right, if the end brings me out wrong, an angel saying I was right.
Gene, well said. Well said. Thank you for that quote. Thank you for being here, and come back real soon.
Thank you.
Gene Grossman, ladies and gentlemen. PresidentLincoln.com. Check out his website. It's very special.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.